With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky turned into a tense shouting match on Friday.
In a remarkable exchange between world leaders, captured in real time by the news media, the two presidents began to argue as Ukraine's leaders sought security guarantees to end the war with Russia.
You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now.
At one point, Vice President Vance told Zelensky he was being disrespectful, and President Trump accused his counterpart of gambling with World War III. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And after the meeting, President Trump wrote on social media he's determined that Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, and that he should come back when he is ready. Former Senator Jim Talent says high-level officials at the FBI have a well-earned credibility problem right now.
Lying to the Congress, lying to the public. I mean, they have a credibility problem, and the truth. I mean, I'm a big believer that this administration needs to seek the truth and needs to err on the side of transparency regarding the truth it finds.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. More than 5,000 Christian broadcasters from all over the world wrapped up the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas on Friday. Lee Wamsgans, Chief Information Officer for Patriot Mobile, says of the various events that our company supports, the NRB is among the most important.
This conference this week is so important to us because one of our main pillars of support is the First Amendment. And the National Religious Broadcasters Group, they are the largest Christian broadcasting association in the world.
Patriot Mobile, based in Dallas, bills itself as America's only conservative Christian mobile phone provider. This is SRN News. Your pastor is concerned about religious freedom overseas.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they've brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy that allows boys to compete against girls in athletics to follow President Trump's executive order. The board of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. High school associations in some other states have signaled they may defy the president's order as well. This is SRN News. Hasbro, a leading games IP and toy company, kicks off the North American International Toy Fair in New York by unveiling the new toy brand NanoMalls, where handhold tech play meets nurture, sensory play, and self-expression. The many electronic companions squeak, giggle, and purr. Seven planets grace the sky at the end of February, what's known as a planetary parade.
These planetary hangouts happen when several planets appear to line up in the night sky at once. They're not in a straight line, but they're close together on one side of the sun. The astronomical link-up is fairly common and can happen at least every year depending on the number of planets. A parade of four or five planets visible to the naked eye happens every few years, according to NASA. This month, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter are visible to the naked eye. A faint Saturn and Mercury are close to the horizon, making them hard to spot. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.